Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar.
Hey, I'm RBCP. It's a show. It's fun, and it's a show, and it's fun. Hey everyone, I'm on the air finally. I was going to do a show on Monday and my computer stopped working, so now I'm on a temporary computer and everything sucks. So I'm here now though, so it's okay. Basically, I'm just going to be playing a bunch of pre-recorded stuff because that's what everyone loves on a live show. No, I actually have live pranks planned, but before I do anything, I wanted to play on the last show I did. It was a Saturday night show, and I had all of my phone calls going to, you know, spoofing some other guy's phone number that Brittany gave me, and I finally got a hold of him. I didn't get a hold of him that night, and when I got a hold of him, it's not even funny, so I don't know why I'm playing this, but I'm gonna play this. Hopefully someone knows what I'm talking about. Here's this 2-minute call. It happened on Laugh Track Matt's Party Time show. And here it is.
So numbers. Numbers.
Oh, five. Hey, can I post you a number?
Yes! So you know who this is.
Yeah, well, it's on the show. Remember I said I've spoofed this guy's number?
Yeah. And like, oh, this is the guy.
Yeah, but he's probably not going to answer because I've been trying him all day today. I'm hoping maybe he turned his phone on.
But, that's his number.
You can hear his message at least, and it's hilarious. Well, not really, but
I think it'll be hilarious. That show was really good. That's the first one of your shows that I listened to.
That's the first one of your shows that was good.
No, that I listened to, like, the whole thing and didn't just, like, be like, I want to get on, fucker. You know? I just listened to it and was just happy listening to it.
Hello.
Mr. Carter.
Oh, hey, this is Greg from, AT&T. Were you having some problems with your phone? It's showing here on our computer you've been making prank calls from your line.
Somebody has. I have not been. I think my number's been hijacked or something.
Oh, that doesn't make sense. That's a likely excuse. We hear that a lot. You sure it's, sure you're not just, like, you know, a huge liar? Okay, that sucked.
He picked up.
I wasn't prepared. Like, I've been trying to call him like nonstop all day today, and he finally picks up.
Can you say, I'm Frank Carter, and I'm 50 years old, and I make prank calls.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Oh, he changed his message. No, he didn't. That was me.
Okay, so that was the call. It sucked. And I was thinking just now, like, I should just call him back. So I'm going to call him back real quick. He probably won't answer. I think he just doesn't keep his phone on because of all this. But let's call him back.
Your call has been forwarded.
And, yeah.
Automatic voice message system.
And he still has my message. Apparently he doesn't use voicemail. So, okay, I'm deleting his number forever. I give up on that guy. It could have been funny, but... Nope, I fucked it up that day on Matt's show. Damn it. Turbo wants me to explain spoofing. There are services out there that let you, pretend. You can change your caller ID that is sent. Like, just now when I called that guy, Corey, my number showed up as AT&T Wireless's customer service line. And, I can't remember the names of the services, callspoof.com. I don't know, something like that. I haven't used them in years. But yeah, I do it with asterisks. It's just a setting. You just type the number that you want to be in a box and make your phone call, and it's super easy. It's so much easier than using those calling card booking services. Oh, if anything sounds like crap today, please let me know in the chat room, because this computer I'm on now is really slow, and everything's just seems like, I don't know, just delayed and choppy and crap. I'm going to be back after this word from our sponsors.
Beautiful for spacious skies.
Por tus olas de granos tambar.
Yo pishina tsakuti.
Sa ibabaw ng mga prutas.
America, America, God shed His grace on thee.
Or bahijare ke saataj te racha.
Alright, so that was the commercial from the Super Bowl, the Coke commercial, that a bunch of people who watch things like Duck Dynasty thinks is really racist. I was looking through all the comments on Twitter and on Facebook last night, and I was going to their pages and getting their phone numbers, and I noticed that like a high percentage of them had on their likes that they watched Duck Dynasty, so there's some sort of connection there, I think. I also noticed... Okay, so there's this article on BuzzFeed.com that makes fun of all the people being racist, because people that were watching the Super Bowl were really pissed off about that commercial. They think Coke are a bunch of terrorists because they have foreign people singing our national anthem, which is not our national anthem. And people are just really mad. They're saying things like... Coke, apologies are in order. Fire your marketing staff. I'm sure they can find a job in Tehran. Coke, you made a mistake Sunday. We in America love our country. Bye-bye, Coke. Just people really pissed off because foreigners sang something on a commercial. And I, for one, agree with them. Fuck all those foreigners. Go back to Paris or whatever. Anyway, DS gave me this idea originally. A couple people, Evil Gold, suggested it to me this morning, and I'm like, oh, I'm already working on it. But yeah, I got the phone numbers of about six of these people, that are just really pissed off at Coke, saying, fuck out of here, you communist liquid. That's this first one. His name is James Scanlon, and I don't know what to say to these people. I guess I could say I'm with Twitter and I'm closing their accounts. Oh yeah, and okay, so the BuzzFeed article had links to all these people's Twitters, and I would go to them to try and get their info, and their Twitters were either shut down permanently, like they didn't exist anymore, or they were made private. So I didn't get many numbers. But, you know, I think they were getting harassed by people that, you know, thought they were ridiculous with their racism and stuff. I'm going to quickly change my caller ID to this first guy. Oh wait, no, I can't do that, because then I can't call him. That'd be funny to make him get all the callbacks. Yeah, but anyway, I want to call these people. This first one is from Twitter. His name is James, and his tweet reads, at Coca-Cola, fuck out of here, you communist liquid. Turbo wants me to make my phone number show as the White House Situation Room. That's a great idea. I just happen to have that number here, and I'll do that right now. Probably none of these people are going to answer. The show's just going to be a big mess of ringing phones, but I'm gonna try. Here it goes. First one, James Scanlon.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone.
This next one is Patricia Wood, and she tweets that at Coca-Cola, that commercial pissed me off. We speak English in this country.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4256.
Jag wants me to get a convenience store to like drain all the Coke out of their machines. No, I can't do that. That's crazy. Okay, this guy's name is Christian. And Christian says, Coke loses my respect for putting a gay couple in the video. I couldn't give a fuck about the Spanish song. Was there any Spanish in that song? I can't remember.
Hello?
Hi, is this Christian?
Pardon?
Is this Christian?
No.
Oh, is Christian there?
No, you had the wrong number.
No, it's not. This is Christian Porter.
Christian? Nobody here named Christian?
Oh, don't lie to me. I can tell you're Christian. Lies. It's a home phone, and he's old. How could the number change? By the
Hello?
Way, hey, is this Lawrence?
Yes.
Oh, yay, you're Lawrence. So obviously you know Christian. Why are you doing that to me? Come on.
I don't know any Christian. Don't know Christian live here. What do you want?
There is two. Okay, do you know Christian, even if he doesn't live there?
Christian. No.
You have to know Christian Porter. If you're Lawrence Porter, quit fucking around with me.
Don't call here no damn more, you ignorant son of a bitch.
Hey, you're ignorant. So the two listings at that place were Christian and Lawrence. So they have to be there, right? Christian is the one that made the post. Alright, I'm going to delete that one then.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jane?
Yes.
Hey, Jane, this is Kevin. I'm with the corporate office with Facebook.
Yes.
And it looks like we're going to need to shut down your account by order
Why?
Of the Coca-Cola Corporation for making racist remarks.
I did not make any racist remarks.
No, we see them on here. It says, Coke, you made a mistake Sunday. We in America love our country. And that was in regards to the commercial and... Coca-Cola is one of our sponsors, and they're making us shut down your account. So I just wanted to apologize for that and let you know.
If they want to shut it down, that's fine with me, because that wasn't right of them.
It wasn't?
And I should be free America, be able to express my opinion. That wasn't ugly, what I said.
Oh, no, it was very ugly, extremely ugly. But
But after our soldiers and our Americans died, and they can't say it in English?
Well, I mean, America's made up of all types of different, nationalities and stuff. We should celebrate that, right?
My ancestors came from many, many, many years ago here.
Uh-huh.
Why can't we speak and say it in English?
Well, why can't we just speak in their language? What's wrong with that?
Well, why do we have to discriminate against us?
Oh, it's not discriminating.
I'm not a prejudiced person, by no means. I have many ethnic groups in my family. We're married to them.
Oh, that's gross. Ew. Ew. Ugh. But yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter who's right or who's wrong. We're just going to kill your account and ban you from ever having a new one.
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead, please.
Coca-Cola says to, and we do what Coca-Cola says because they pay us a lot of money.
Okay, and your name is who?
My name is Kevin Mitnick.
Kevin Mitnick.
Mitnick. MITNICK. I'm from the Facebook corporate office. And, I mean, I'm just going to giggle as I push the button here to shut off your account because you're such a horrible, terrible person. Hateful, ugly.
We're not supporting our soldiers.
Yeah. Facebook, basically, we have like a big slogan up on the wall. It says, fuck the soldiers, drink Coke.
No, I didn't say that.
No, I'm saying that's what the poster here on the wall says.
No, I didn't say fuck the Coke. I never said anything like that. The only thing I said, we in America.
Uh-huh.
That's all I said. I don't know who put that on my account.
Well, what's wrong?
But I have never.
What's wrong with people speaking? What's wrong with people speaking other languages? I don't understand that.
Okay, but I never said the word fuck or any other. That's discriminating against me. I never used a four-letter word in there.
Do you understand the definition of discrimination?
Yes, sir.
I mean, how would that be discrimination?
How is that discriminated against me just because I believe in speaking the American anthem in English on the Super Bowl?
Oh. Hey, can you sing the American anthem for me?
Why should I have to sing that for you?
Well, is that the commercial that you have a problem with, the one that was the American anthem?
Yes.
Oh.
That was all on Super Bowl. I have never said anything.
Ma'am, that song they sang was America the Beautiful. That's not the anthem. That's just a song.
Well,
it's okay. Very un-American of you not to know that.
Okay, yes, I agree, but how are you to come down hard on me and call me that? What is your phone number, and where are you calling from?
Did you just now realize that that's not the anthem, the national anthem?
Well, I just now realized that whatever I'm saying, I'm very nervous and very upset because I don't understand what was so discriminating against what I said. I see so much stuff, so much more worse on Facebook. And of all the years that I've been on Facebook, have you ever had a problem with me?
Oh, not personally, no. No, I'm just...
Has the company ever had a problem with me?
Well, Dwight, he's the janitor. He's always had a problem with you. But, I mean, that's just his own opinion.
Dwight? Who?
Dwight.
Oh, where are you coming from? What are you saying that I'm saying those things?
That's
the first comment I ever said on Facebook
I think you're misunderstanding, but here, look, can you just tell me what the name of our national anthem is here in America? If you can tell me what the national anthem is, I won't delete your account.
Discriminate against me, the company, and Coca-Cola. You're being very, very rude and not even giving me the benefit of the doubt. I'm 64 years old. My father fought in World War II for being a veteran. My husband's a tetraplegic.
You know, since your father fought in World War II, I think you should know what the national anthem is. Could you tell me what it is, please?
I'm not answering you because I want to be ignorant to you because you're being ignorant to me.
Well, if you just tell me what the national anthem is, I won't delete your Facebook and you won't lose all your posts and your pictures and stuff. Just tell me what the name of the national anthem is. Or just tell me the lyrics from the first line of it. Hello? Ma'am, hello? Oh, she hung up. And here is the last one. This one's got to answer because he's another old guy. His name is Dennis Snyder, and he says, this is another Facebook post, absolutely disgusting Super Bowl ad. America's language is English, not this polyglot mess in your ad. We may have people from all over the world here, but they are expected to become Americans and embrace American culture and language. At 70 years old, I'm giving up on Coke. Enough! That's what he says. And he lives in the same town as Richard Cardo. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello, hello? Oh, nice answering machine message. All right, let me try them again. Hello? I'm going to play another message for them.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing with me and harmony.
Bill Mann says when he gets that message, he's going to throw his machine away. Okay, so this first hour of complete garbage is all DS's fault. Thanks for the idea, DS. I'll probably try and call some of these people back later, like maybe this evening or something, and I can play them on the next show. Pre-recorded prank calls. Those are always a good thing to play on live shows. And speaking of pre-recorded prank calls, I'm going to play one. Most of you know Carlito's been in the hospital because he slipped and fell down the stairs and his shoes fell off. And he's been in, like, he's been in a hospital or therapy or whatever it is he's been in. He's been in there for a while, but I convinced him to let me prank call his roommate there at the hospital. And he gave me his roommate's direct line phone number. It ended up being an old man, and you guys are going to think I'm completely awful for this. While Carlito was laying there in his hospital bed, he got to listen to the old man's side of this phone conversation. So here's this call.
Hello.
Hi. This is Mark. I'm in the janitor's office.
Yes.
Hey, we need you to mop the hallways to help, you know, pay for your keep there. Just to kind of help out a little, you know.
Okay.
Pull your own weight. We need you to mop the hallway there outside your door.
Okay.
Is there a mop in your room?
I don't know.
Oh, can you get up and, like, look around and check and see if there's a mop?
I don't think I can help, Mark. I just got transferred here this afternoon. I don't know much of what's going on.
But there's no one else to mop. We need someone to mop the hallway. The floor is filthy. I was up there.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Could I get a bed for you?
Are you getting a mop from the nurse?
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Well, does the nurse have a mop? What did you ask her for?
I asked her for a bedpan.
Oh, no, that's not going to help with the floors.
No, I'm sorry. I can't help you, Mark.
Well, someone's got to clean these floors. You got to pull your own weight. You got to pull your own weight if you're going to stay here.
Okay, well, if we could, let's talk about it tomorrow.
Well, no, tomorrow's no good because we've got Edward from it's like two doors down from you. He's doing the mopping tomorrow. Today it's your turn. It's like your turn. You gotta take your turn and do your part.
Would you call my daughter at 431?
Oh, okay, let me see. 431.
Yeah, and tell her what you're talking about.
Well, no, but like she's not gonna come down and do the mopping? That's crazy. No, it's got to be the resident. We can't just have outside people coming in and mopping things.
Okay. Well, she can help me get it organized.
Well, but, like, is she going to be able to do it today? Because we need you to mop the hallway today.
I can't do it today.
Well, why not?
Because I don't understand the process.
You don't understand how to mop a floor? It's not rocket science. You just get the mop and you put it in the bucket and you rub the mop back and forth in the hallway. It's really easy. The nurse can help you understand how to do it.
Somebody will have to explain it to me.
Yeah, the nurse will explain it to you. Can you get up?
I'm 90 years old and
No, stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. We need someone to mop in there. We need someone to mop in there within the next... We need you to start right now, because it's got to be done within the next couple hours.
I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Got to get mopping.
I wish I could help you, but I can't tonight.
If you're not going to do it, then who's going to do it?
I don't know.
Okay, we're going to need you to go two doors down to your right and ask him if he'll swap with you. And you can mop for him tomorrow, and he'll mop for you today. Can you go ask him if he'll swap duties with you?
No, I can't do it.
What? Why? Someone's got to mop the floors. They're filthy. Do you want to be kicked out?
Well, that won't be me.
You're going to get yourself.
I'm sorry.
You're going to get yourself kicked out of here.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Sorry doesn't cut it. Who's going to mop this place? Footprints out there, dirt and mud from all the snow outside. Someone's got to mop. I'm not going to mop.
Okay.
Don't ask me to mop. That's not my job.
Okay.
I'm the supervisor. I'm above mopping floors at this point.
Okay.
Just get out there and mop. I think the mop's in the bathroom.
You'll have to talk to my daughter. I don't understand what you're talking about.
You understand. Don't say that. You understand me perfectly. I'm going to call your daughter and file. We're going to write you up with a demerit.
Okay.
You're going to get 2 demerits if you don't mop.
Okay.
And if you get more than 3 demerits, then you get written up.
Okay.
And it goes on your permanent record.
Okay.
You'd rather have that than just mop the floors like everyone else does?
Yeah. I'll do my mopping when I understand. I've been here about 15 minutes.
I know. You got to mop. That's how we pay the bills here.
You'll have to talk to my daughter.
So you understand, right? I mean, how can you not understand? It's so simple. You got to pull your own weight. You got to mop the floors. Ah!
I'm sorry, Mark, to let you down.
That's all right. Well, no, it's not all right, actually. It sucks. But...
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy. I'm the janitor here at the doctor's where your father's staying.
Yes.
And, we're having some problems. He's refusing to mop the floors on his floor because we have to have him mop all of the floors on the entire level of the building.
Yeah.
To help kind of earn his keep so he's not like a freeloader. And he's saying he's not going to do it. And he's trying to tell me that you're going to do it. And I that's just crazy. We can't have people that aren't staying here do the housework.
Okay, so you want him to mop the floors on the third floor?
Everything on the third floor. That'd be great. Just for one day. Like, all the people staying here, they take turns. And today is his turn. And he's got to mop the floors. So if you could I'm sorry?
He just came up there, you know, about 2:30. But he can't mop the floors. He can't even walk.
Oh, no. He can, like, use the mop as a support, you know?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's out of the question.
Oh, no, no. It's got to be done. He can't be a freeloader. He's got to pull his own weight around here. We all do. We all got to pitch in. So, yeah, if you could just talk to him about that, because...
Well, I'm not going to talk to him about it because, you know, the man is... almost died like a week ago. I don't care who. I don't care.
Well,
he can't mop the floors.
Well, that's the way things are done here. He's got to pull his own weight. We can't afford to just hire janitors to mop. We're on a budget. This economy's killing us all. I mean, pardon the pun. Yeah, okay, well, if you could just talk to him, that'd be great.
I'm not going to talk to him. He's not going to be mopping the floor.
Well,
he can't even get out of bed. They have a monitor if he even sits up and gets out of his chair.
Maybe if you could arrange to switch with another one of the guests here, the patients here. You know, maybe like...
No, I'm not going to arrange anything like that.
He could mop tomorrow, and then maybe someone else could take his place today.
No, that's out of the question. If he's expected to mop the floors, we're just going to transfer to another facility.
Well, maybe that'd be best. You know, he's not going to pull his own weight. We don't need freeloaders here anyway. I've got to go. I've got to go arrange someone to mop the floor now.
What is your name?
He's so lazy. This is Roy. Mark Roy.
He's not lazy.
He's so lazy. He won't even mop. Well, I gotta
There's
go.
There's something wrong with you.
Gotta,
yeah.
Well, this is the way things are done here.
No, they're not done that way with my father.
All right, well, thanks anyway. Thanks for nothing.
Okay, that was it. Turbo saying this is the most G-rated call I've done in a while. But I'm like making fun of a man that almost died last week, so that makes up for the G rating. So of course, Carlito's sitting there, laying there in his room, in his full body cast, just like cracking up, or trying not to laugh the whole time that I'm talking to the old man. And his daughter, the old man's daughter, called him on the phone, or he called her, or whatever, and Carlito recorded the conversation. This one's only 30 seconds, so let me play this real quick.
I just arrived, and I didn't understand.
And there's like a breathing machine in there and a television on. The audio is not the best, but
I didn't understand what he's talking about. He's making the point, well, you have to do your job or you get demerits.
He said he's going to get demerits. And okay, there's one more clip that Carlito recorded. It's when the daughter actually got into the room. Her and her father are having a conversation about the whole thing. And Carlito keeps jumping in, telling them they've done the right thing and said he's never heard of a Roy. Now, I was going to put this at the end of the show because the quality is bad and it's 4 minutes long. But fuck that. I'm just going to make you guys suffer through it. So here's a four-minute clip of the other thingy. Yeah, here. Enjoy. This one, the TV's playing really loud, so the quality's extra bad.
He said, you know what to do with
him. Of course not. But he said, you know, everybody's got to pull their way. Okay, see you have this idea. He said, your dad's just lazy, and I said, well, you know, if this is the case, we're just going to transfer. I mean, like, that was the accident. Right. And then he hung up on me, like, but he...
What is 02401? Is that... Oh, this is the area code.
Yeah,
okay.
Right, that's the whole number.
All right, I'll see what I can make out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So sorry that happened.
But he called my dad on this phone, and then I just went home for an hour, and he called me and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
I couldn't get rid of him, so I asked him to call my daughter. It was such a wild story.
Yeah.
That is so crazy. Okay. I'm going to see what I can.
Very good. And he said he was on the janitor on the third floor of Golden Living.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened?
See, there's Carlito.
661 area code. And, you know, 15 minutes ago, he said, your dad's lazy. He's got to help mop the floors. And,
I hated to do it, hon, but I couldn't get him off the phone.
I had to listen to him. He was just rude and belligerent. And he said, everybody up there has to do their thing. And he's lazy.
Horrible.
Just like
it's
you
okay.
Got your call.
I got my soda.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay.
No, I don't know. He's just insane. And I don't know how he got your number, Dad.
Don't either.
Yeah.
And I hated to call it off on you.
No.
But I didn't know what to do with
the guy. Oh, no, you should. You should have given me my number. Because I had to hear, this wacko.
Yeah.
What he had to say.
That's really crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a kid?
Pardon?
Was it like a kid? Like
no,
a kid?
No, it's a man. His name is Roy, and I didn't get his last name, and then he hung up.
Whoa.
So I gave the nurse his number, because I had it on my cell phone. But...
Oh, he called you? You didn't block the number or anything?
No, we didn't block the number.
But
everybody out there has to take the responsibility and mop. He said, now I'm going to have to find somebody else that can mop. And I said, my dad can't even walk, So it was
wild.
But the main thing is, so upsetting to my dad. I know he didn't have any control over it, but he's definitely nuts, Dad. And
somehow he called in to you because you're a new patient. It has nothing to do with the hospital because he has a different area code.
But one of the oddest telephone conversations I've ever had under the circumstances.
Well, I'm really glad he called me so I could hear his nuttiness.
He did the right thing.
Pardon?
He did the right thing, given having him call you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
He did the right thing, having him call me back.
Oh, that TV.
Boy.
Did he call, soon after I left?
Yeah.
Did he tell you his name besides Roy? He said, I'm the janitor on the third floor, and everybody up there has to take their turn. And your dad said, well, I can't mop. And
Don't worry about it. There's no one here named Roy. I never heard of Roy here.
Yeah.
Never heard of a Roy in my life before.
Right.
I don't know who that would be.
Who knows where he got the number from, but he's not stuck. Oh, my God, it's just like Twilight Zone.
So that's it. That's the end. I love Carlito's comments. He made it so much better, saying he's never heard of a Roy and stuff. Tabachi, he's claiming that he's made a better version of that whole thing on the website. I don't know. I'll put it in the show notes. He was posting in the chat room earlier, trying to get me to download it. I think it's malware. But Tabachi said he has a better version of that whole thing that has the sound background noise filtered out. And I filtered it out myself, too, but I'm not that good at that kind of stuff. But, you know, if you guys think I'm an awful person for pranking an old man that almost died last week, just listen. You gotta listen to that last clip, and I clearly brought them together. You know, they have, a common enemy now that they can bond with. So I'm making his last years better than they would have been without my call. Right? Right? I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. I'm glad to do my public service. Bill Man wants me to call the old man back right now. Nah. I don't even have the number anymore, so I can't. But I don't want to harass the guy. I want to give him a heart attack or something. Again. I think it's about time to take a break. A approximately 11-minute break. I'm going to play 11 minutes of songs that you don't want to hear. It just occurred to me that I'm wearing pants, and as per Madhouse contracts, I'm not allowed to wear pants while doing shows, so I need to get rid of these pants. So I'm going to play some songs. Two of these I got recently this week from thefump.com. They have wacky music there. And here goes. We'll be back in 11 minutes.
I got on the bus today, starting the third grade. Found a seat and we drove away as my mom waved goodbye. But I'm back home in two shakes. Never made it to school today. Mom says, what you doing home so early? And I look in her eyes. I just threw up on the bus. Breakfast came back
rush. I blew up so fast and furious, and I don't think I'm done. So Ma made me some chicken soup, one spoonful and I had to poop. Nearly made it to the John, but oops, heads and tails this time. I just threw up all my guts and filled up my pants simultaneous. The chunks were just huge. Still, I don't think I'm done. Oh, I just threw up. I don't wanna be someone who hurls away so easily. I want to eat and keep it down without a big display. My stomach hurts and turns a lot. You think by now I'd sure be off the pot. Not! Please let it stop, I pray. From both ends my belly sends a stream of discontent. It never ends, it never mends, and man, it burns. What did I eat? Weak old meat. OMG, please kill me. I wish I'd had some vegetables and said I'm full. Where's the can? Don't think I'm done.
Good morning. Here we are. May I help you?
Yeah, I want to get my hair cut. Do I need to make an appointment?
No, we could do a walk-in. When would you like to do that?
Do you have lots of old people working there? I like to get my hair cut by old people.
By old people?
Yeah.
Not too old.
Oh. Do you know who this
but
is?
No, who's this?
I'm the mayor of Albany. I'm Chuck McClare. I want to get my hair cut there.
Yeah, I would love that.
Can I
could get you in.
Can I bring camera crews in?
Right. Who's this?
This is Chuck McClare. I'm the mayor, damn it. Show some respect.
No, you're not. You're teasing me.
I'm the goddamn mayor. Don't disagree with me. I'll raise your...
You wouldn't be saying goddamn if you were the mayor.
I'll raise your taxes. I'll put you out of business, lady.
No, you won't.
Fine, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Actually, it will be...
I'm the mayor.
Our next opening will be probably about 30 minutes.
Well, I'm the mayor, so you can... I'll step to the front of the line.
Okay, Mayor, if you want to get a haircut, it'll be in about 30 minutes.
Call me Mayor McClare.
Mayor McClare? All right, we'll see you at about 12 o'clock.
11:40. And I'll be in the front of the line.
Okay, you can come in at 11:40, but you have to sit and wait a few minutes. Sorry, Mayor McClare.
I'll explain to the customers I'm the mayor, and they'll step aside.
Not when they're in the middle of a haircut, honey.
Whatever, they can wait. I'm the mayor.
Give me your name, you silly man.
This is Chuck.
Chuck.
Chuck McClare.
Okay, I'll give you the oldest person in here, Chuck McClare.
Great, thank you.
All right, we'll see you about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye.
I don't mean to be gender specific, but I think an adult is a guy in a suit and a tie who smells like aftershave and has a mustache. Wallet full of cash, won't do anything rash, has a big wooden desk and his checks never bounce, cause his job is adjusting financial accounts. His last name sounds really important, like Johnson, like that guy from Parks and Recreation, Ron Swanson. That describes me. Not. My development wasn't arrested, it was taken out back and shot. Execution style. Since then, my inner child has had free reign to just go buck wild. Adolescence is where my brain decided to stick. So when I rent a car, it feels like a magic trick. As if I pulled a fast one, but it shouldn't feel weird considering I got my license when The Simpsons premiered. I'm a fake adult, a fraudulent grown-up, which is obvious to everyone the moment I've shown up. I'm a fake adult, and it's plain to see I'm a master forgery of maturity.
I'm a fake adult, a fraudulent grown-up, which is obvious to everyone the moment I've shown up. I'm a fake adult, and it's plain to see I'm a master forgery of maturity.
When my dad was my age, he had a wife and four kids and a house and two cars and handled it like a whiz. Me? I got a wife and a couple of cats and a house and two cars. Yeah, my wife owns all that. I own a laptop, which I got through Kickstarter, and artistic skills, which I sometimes will barter for help with my music. And the whole time I know that my so-called career is just a fourth-grade talent show. My credit rating's spiraling out of control, and my basement's not a man cave. It's a hobbit hole with more action figures than a con dealer, and I'd rather drink a Coke than a tequila. I'm racing online with Mario Kart players. Meanwhile, I have no clue what a 401k is. I think it's when you have a job and there's money involved. Hold on, this portal level here needs to get solved. I'm a fake adult, a fraudulent grown-up, which is obvious to everyone the moment I've shown up. I'm a fake adult, and it's plain to see I'm a master forgery of maturity.
I'm a fake adult, a fraudulent grown-up, which is obvious to everyone the moment I've shown up. I'm a fake adult, and it's plain to see I'm a master forgery of maturity.
I'm not a grown-up, I'm just a simulation. A counterfeit, phony, bogus, faux imitation. An artificial, falsified misrepresentation of a person who's of legal age is my situation. I walk around thinking about how my whole life is a sham, an elaborate scam. One day they'll see who I am, then I'll be busted. My house will get raided, and all my homemade puppets will get confiscated. Maybe I should wise up and make it my mission to learn the name of at least one local politician. Oh, I just can't do it. It's all right, I get my news from SNL and Jon Stewart. 60 Minutes bores me, and is it so heinous that I'd rather go to Disney World than to Las Vegas? I'd rather watch David Spade as a llama than any drama, but then I remember the words of President Obama.
The time has come to set aside childish things.
I don't know, Barack. To me, it seems that my generation was the first with the mentality of growing older doesn't mean you abandon what you love. We embrace it, though our fears remain still. So if you feel illegitimate, it's time to get ill. If you're a fake adult, like I'm describing this song, throw your toys in the air and sing along.
I'm a fake adult, a fraudulent grown-up, which is obvious to everyone the moment I showed up. I'm a fake adult, and it's plain to see I'm a master forgery of maturity. I'm a fake adult, a fraudulent grown-up, which is obvious to everyone the moment I showed up. I'm a fake adult, and it's plain to see I'm a master forgery of maturity.
I need to set my TiVo for those new cartoons, Wander Over Yonder and Steven Universe. Then on Twitter I'll ponder which was the better talking pig movie, Babe or Gordy. Maybe Charlotte's Web. Oh, and another thing. I'm 40! 40! 40! 40! 40!
I'm a fake adult, a fragile grown up, which is obvious to everyone the moment I've shown up. I'm a fake adult, and it's plain to see I'm a master forgery of maturity. I'm a fake adult.
Okay, break's over. The songs I just played were from thefump.com. I feel like I need to say that more often. One, because they actually put free water on their site, and I think that's amazing, because I've always liked thefump.com, but I've been stealing songs from thefump.com since the phone show started, for like 4 years or so, and I hardly ever give them credit. So thanks, thefump.com. That's where I found Bone Cage, that did the theme song for Telephone Falls, and that's an amazing song. Oh, and the prank call. Oh, the party in the USA. That wasn't the Fump. That was Miley Cyrus. But the prank call you heard, it kind of relates to the thing I did to Carlito last week. My girlfriend at the time was inside that hair salon getting her hair cut, and I'm like, hey, I'm gonna call and fuck with them while you're in there, and you can tell me what happens. So I told him I was the mayor and I wanted a haircut, and I got to hear how they were really nervous about the call, and they were afraid I was really going to come in, and they didn't know what to do. So I creeped the hell out of those girls. It was amazing. So I think I'm going to do some Yelp check-in calls. You know, since everything else has failed today, may as well fail at some Yelp check-in calls. I have breaking news, though. No, it's not breaking news. I have news. I just want to read these couple of news stories. Because it seems like the hotel destruction calls are back. If you don't remember PrankNet, they used to do tons and tons and tons of hotel destruction calls all over the United States. They caused probably, you know, millions in damages to all these different hotels, just calling up guests and getting them to do wacky things, set off their fire alarms and sprinklers and throw TVs out the window. And then they got exposed. The smoking gun, they figured out PrankNet's real identities. Several of them got arrested. Not the ringleader, though, but they laid low for years. And now, all of a sudden, I watch prank call news feeds, and this is the first I've seen of this happening in a long time. But let's see, where is this? This is Arizona. Prank calls result in a flood at a hotel. A prank call led to about $15,000 in damages to the lobby and offices of the Comfort Inn on Shea Boulevard in Fountain Hills, Arizona. Someone called the hotel Sunday afternoon, claimed to be a representative from the alarm company, and told the desk clerk they needed to reset the fire alarm system and asked them to pull the alarm lever, which they did. And, of course, that set off all the sprinklers in the hotel. And I should stress that, like, you know, if you're into prank calls, don't do things like this. This is the kind of thing that gets you arrested and gets laws passed that make prank calls, you know, more of a risk. And yeah, don't do bad things like this. Okay, that was one story. And then a completely separate story. I think there were three stories, but I can't get this third one to open because it says I don't have cookies enabled, which is a big lie. Let's see. The Comfort Inn. I think this is another Arizona place, I think. But yeah, a prank caller had officers responding to a report of vandalism at the Comfort Inn in Eureka. Two elderly travelers received a call to their room from someone claiming to be police dispatch. The woman was told to put a wet rag in front of their door for a gas leak. That's like one thing that PrankNet always did. And they were further instructed to break the window of their second story room to throw all the electronics out. So this lady broke her big window in her room, and she threw out the window the television, the coffee pot, cell phones, and computers out the window. And that's hilarious and everything, but yeah, shouldn't be doing that kind of thing, whoever's doing that. I'm sure it's nobody in Madhouse. I know everyone in Madhouse. Follow the rules. PhoneLosers.org/rules. No TVs out the window. Okay, Yelp. So here's a guy that checked into a bait shop. He's baiting. He's in Iowa. He's an old guy. He's probably not a fake adult.
Good afternoon, El Bait Shop. How can I help you?
Holy crap. Hey, could I page a customer that's in there right now? My brother Mark's in there.
Mark?
Yeah, Mark Girth.
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the last name again?
Girth? Yep, Girth.
Okay, yeah, is he, are you trying to get a hold of him on your phone, on his phone?
Yeah, well, no, I was hoping he could come to the phone. Like, are you able to put him on the phone?
Yeah, hold on.
Thank you. Hey.
Hey, is this Mark?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, this is Roy. I'm from the security department here at the bait shop.
Here at
where?
At the bait shop.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm watching on the cameras. I can't leave my post right now because my assistant's out to lunch, but
yeah.
We saw you put all those worms in your pocket, and you need to...
What?
The worms. You put worms in your pocket, and we saw it on camera, so you don't need to deny...
Worms?
Yeah, don't deny it. Just put them back, and there won't be any trouble, okay?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm watching you on the cameras, and I saw you put worms in your pocket.
What worms?
You stole worms. From the store. You stole worms from us.
What are you talking about?
I'm with the security...
What store?
At the bait shop. I'm here in the same store. I'm upstairs in the security department.
I don't know what you're talking about, bud.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't. Listen, just put the worms back and there won't be any trouble. Mark. Click. Oh, by the way, VN is complaining at me on Skype because I didn't notify him of a show starting up. And the reason the end doesn't know is because he's too cool to be on Facebook or Twitter and get the notification that a show's starting. If you're listening on the podcast thing, I'm going to put in the show notes links to the Facebook and the Twitter and the Mixler. The Mixler emails you when a show starts. So there's no excuse, the end. You could just sign up for Mixler and be emailed every time someone starts a show on Madhouse. God. Stupid DN.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Renaissance Palm Springs. How may I assist you?
Hello. Could I be connected to a guest's room?
The name of the guest, please.
That's Alan.
I'll be delighted to connect you. One moment.
Thanks. Hello?
Oh. Hello. This is Connie.
Hi. Could I speak with Alan?
Yes. Just a moment, please. Who's calling?
Oh, this is the front desk. You're staying there, too?
Pardon me?
Are you staying in that room, too, Connie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because we were looking on our security cameras. We saw that you came out of your room. And you stole light bulbs from the hallway lights.
What?
We show on the security camera that you and the male in there, I guess Alan, were stealing light bulbs from the hallway.
No,
it's
are
it's,
you serious?
No, this is not something to laugh about. We're gonna have to charge those light bulbs to your room. And
we just walked in our room. We did not. You say we're still light bulbs?
No, but as you walked in, a bunch of lights. You took the light bulbs out of the sockets. And we need those back.
Hold on just a second. Come here. Come here. Talk to him. I'm telling you, he's being serious. He says that we stole some light bulbs. Here, hang on.
There's no reason to pretend that you didn't do it.
Hello, it's Alan.
Hi, is this Alan?
Yeah.
This is Greg from the front desk.
Yeah.
And we saw on the security cameras that you guys stole light bulbs as you walked into your room.
Where's that?
And I know it's funny and everything, and you're on vacation or whatever, but can you just put the light bulbs back so we won't have any problems?
Who are you?
This is Roy from the front desk.
Yeah, why don't you come up here and show me what you're talking about, dude?
You want me to show you the
light
socket? Right
now you're offending me.
You want me to show you the light socket where you stole a light bulb from?
Right now I'm getting very, very offended.
Well, I'm offended that you'd come on our property and steal our light bulbs.
Are you actually an employee of this Marriott hotel?
Yes, I'm at the front desk. And I think it's disgusting and obscene that you would steal light bulbs from us.
Where are you?
And what?
Where are you located?
Really? Do I have to tell you again that I'm at the front desk?
What front desk?
The front desk at the hotel that you're at.
Really?
Really. Can you just put the light bulbs back and there won't be a problem?
Nope, I'm taking them home with me.
Do you guys think you're teenagers or something?
I'm taking them home with me.
Yeah, right. I don't think he fell for it. I'm pretty sure he is throwing his television out the window right now. Man, I checked Foursquare and it's all foreign people. It's just like other countries checking in. Which I should call because that guy gave me unlimited Skype premium whatever. Apparently I can call overseas now. I'm going to start doing pizza calls in the UK soon. Just to make Nunu happy, since I can. The Inn is insisting that I advertise the PLA T&I line, the answering machine hacking line. Everyone should get on their cell phones right now and call area code 206-424-8422. And you can hack answering machines, but most, more importantly,
you can buy right now and use forever, regardless.
206-424-8422.
Okay. Available at checkout.
And the website is phonelosers.org/TNI. There's a bunch of answering machines you can hack. You can practice your hacking skills on. There's actually a conference line on there now, too. So you can connect other people. I've set up a choose-your-own-adventure thing, which is completely unfinished. I shouldn't have even put it on the menu, but it's there. There's a creepy dial-a-prayer, and there are Autovan options now. You can launch nuclear missiles, if you know how to use Autovan. All right, I got a Starbucks. What am I going to say to a Starbucks person?
Captain Tully, this is Lisa. How can I help you?
Hi, could I page a customer to come to the phone?
I'm sorry, say that again?
There's a customer in there. Her name's Desiree. Is there any way I could have her come to the phone?
Can you hold on a second, please?
Sure.
May I ask who this is?
My name is Kevin.
Kevin?
Yep.
Is there somebody named Desiree here? Desiree? Kevin? You know Kevin? Hello?
Hi, Desiree.
Yes?
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Who is it?
My name is Kevin. I'm from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got a text from the assistant vice president of Starbucks. And he said he's in that location and he was sitting next to you.
What was that?
And he said he was coughing a bunch and you gave him dirty looks and then you tweeted something really mean about him.
No.
No, he's at that location and he said that just happened.
But what are you talking about?
And he's really upset, and he's insisting that you just leave the store and don't come back, because he's the assistant president of Starbucks, and you insulted him on Twitter and gave him dirty looks. You gave him like the stink eye.
No, says. I do not. I will admit to the tweet, but I did not give that person dirty looks. I'm sorry about that, but I'll leave the store and I won't come back.
Was he coughing a bunch? Like, did he have a really bad cough?
But the tweet was not about him. There was another person coughing in the store.
No. You tweeted about the assistant vice president of Starbucks.
What are you talking about?
He works for Starbucks. He's like one of the higher ups. He signs all the paychecks. And you insulted him and you gave him the stink eye. And you said he had a nasty-ass cough.
Well, that tweet was not about him. And I swear on anything, that tweet was not about him.
How do you know? Like, do you know the guy that you were insulting?
What was that?
Do you know the guy that you were insulting?
It wasn't about him.
How do you know? Do you know this guy that was coughing?
No, because it was about a girl.
Oh, look, he looks like a girl.
No. What?
He's a girly looking. He's transgender. He's actually a male. And yes, he was coughing. He said he does have a nasty ass cough right now. But you shouldn't have gave him the stink eye.
I didn't even do that.
But you did, and then you tweeted about it. So we have all the evidence here.
Okay, well, I'm leaving the store right now.
Well, wait, don't leave yet.
I have to go to school.
No, listen, you need to give your coffee back. And you need to apologize to all the cashiers one at a time. So they're going to line up, and you're going to have to apologize and shake each one of their hands.
Okay.
While I'm on the phone.
I need to go to school. Can I come back later do that? Because I will.
You're going to be late. Just accept it. You're going to be late because you have some apologizing to do. And the assistant CEO president of Starbucks is gonna come back and cough all over your hair.
Is that a threat?
No, it's not a threat. I'm just saying.
That sounds like a threat to me.
No, coughing is not a threat. He's gonna cough all over your hair. How is that a threat? How is that in any way a threat? Don't tell me I'm threatening you, you retard. Listen, can you apologize to the cashier real quick while you're on the phone?
Is there a way I can do that without, like, cutting everyone in line, or do you want me to wait in line?
No, just push everyone out of the way. Say, hey, corporate office from Starbucks says I need to push everyone out of the way and apologize because I've done something very offensive.
Okay.
And mean.
I will do that.
Also, can you apologize to the cashier for saying that I was threatening you when I wasn't?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you do it on the phone so I can hear?
And
then maybe
yeah.
we won't kick you out of the store forever.
So the corporate, what are you again?
I'm with the corporate office.
Okay, so someone on the corporate office said that I tweeted something offensive about someone here at Starbucks, and they want me to apologize to every cashier here. So, and he wanted me to shake your hand. So, I don't know, did you want to talk to this person?
No, shake her hand. Say, give me your hand, and shake it.
Okay, hold on.
I'm coughing in your direction, ma'am. Desiree.
Hold on.
Wait, excuse me. I'm going to threaten you here real quick.
Hello?
Hi. I was speaking with Desiree. I'm not sure why she handed the phone back. This is Kevin.
No, this is Elisa, and I am a supervisor here.
Okay.
And I would like your name.
This is Kevin from the corporate office. I already told you that earlier. Desiree's Desiree's going to shake your hand and apologize. And then
the
Starbucks. What?
There's no way. No.
What are you talking about?
Can I have your partner number?
Sure, it's 51-253-49.
Sorry, 51?
253-49.
253-49.
49. Did Desiree apologize yet?
Can I have your...
My name is still Kevin.
What number are you calling from?
It's on the caller ID.
No, it's not. If it was, then I wouldn't ask you.
661-458-3289.
458?
Listen, that girl, she's like insulting your customers and insulting our business, and she's making threats against us, and I don't know.
I'm sorry, what's her last name?
I would just get rid of her. Just
Wait.
Can you physically kick her out of the store?
I think you need to stop calling.
I only called once, so
don't call again, okay?
Don't talk like
I don't
I call.
Care where you're calling from, and if you have any problems, you can come back to me.
Ma'am, Lisa, you're fired.
Okay,
you are
bye.
Fired. Go home.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take off your apron and leave.
Have a great day, Kevin.
Take off your apron and leave.
Okay.
But not before Desiree
apologizes. Okay, you know who to call to fire me? Go ahead and call them.
No, I'm firing you. I'm with the corporate office. You're fired.
Okay. So who's my district manager?
But listen, Desiree is going to shake your hand and apologize, and then you're fired.
No, it's okay. I'm going to apologize to her because you're being ridiculous.
I'm not being ridiculous.
No, you are.
She's being
ridiculous. What's your last name?
She's being ridiculous from, you know, posting that stuff on Twitter about our customers.
Kevin, what's your last name?
Seaver.
It doesn't matter what she's posting on her personal website or personal. That's her thing.
She's slandering.
It doesn't matter.
She's slandering Starbucks. She's slandering. She's saying that all of our customers are just have nasty ass coughs and sit around our stores coughing on her.
But how are you making anything better by saying anything to her?
Well, maybe she should stop slandering all of our customers and our stores and our locations.
You're really sad.
And she needs to apologize and make
How
things
old
right.
How old are you?
I'm 57. I'm with I'm
okay,
the CEO.
Okay, well, you're old enough to know that that's really rude.
I'm the CEO of Starbucks.
Okay, now I know you're ridiculous.
My signature
okay,
is on your paycheck.
Okay, I'm gonna go now. Have a great day, okay? God bless you.
I sign
Bye.
Your paychecks. I'm sure Desiree is going to tweet something. I think within the next 5 minutes, Desiree is either going to tweet something or her Twitter is going to be made private forever. Oh no, she just deleted the tweet about coughing. Oh, that sucks. That sucks. I wanted to screen capture it. Anyway, her tweet said, you know, she checked in at Starbucks and then 2 minutes later she's like, you know, get away from me with your nasty ass cough. Like someone was coughing near her. But she tweets all day, every day. She'll be tweeting soon. And she deleted that tweet. She doesn't want to get sued. Her response tweet is going to be amazing. That's my guarantee on this show. Desiree is going to have an amazing tweet. Soon. Unless she doesn't have time because I made her late for school. I just got a text that I have a package at my door. I have a new Android cell phone at my door, apparently, downstairs. So maybe I'll just quit the show so I can go play with my Android. Oh, here's another... it's another Starbucks, but it's not a real name on it. Yeah, I'm going to play a couple songs and go get my package from the door because I live in a bad neighborhood and it's going to get stolen if I leave it out there. So one song, maybe two, probably just one, and then I'll be right back and then I'll quit the show immediately.
Let's go to the beach, each, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say, have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitches like me, it's hard to come by.
So all the Yelp check-ins suck. I've been looking for Yelp check-ins for most of those two songs. Oh, and my package isn't here, by the way. I signed up for the texting service through Amazon. You're gonna text me every step of the way for the stuff, and it's not down there, so... Clearly it got stolen already. So anyway, these Yelp check-ins suck, and I think I'm going to give up on those for the day, and I'm about ready to quit. But I was thinking I should call these oil change customers that I gave to GAD, and did I give them to GAD originally? I don't remember. Some of these might have been called already. I gave them to GAD, and he didn't have a lot of luck with most of them. And then I think I might have given them to Turbo on Turbo's show. And he got a hold of some of them, and then I deleted them when he got a hold of them. So hopefully these aren't repeats. But yeah, let's just call these. It's like six or seven numbers, and then I'll quit for the day. Oh, no. Oh, no. Desiree just tweeted, I am being harassed, stalked, and threatened. I never threatened her. I didn't do anything resembling a threat. There's no way that anything I said to her could be taken as a threat. Someone coughing on you is not a threat. Stupid Desiree. Alright, I'm deleting these as I call them. Does anyone know the legalities of spoofing? I know there are laws that telemarketers and collectors can't be misleading about which number they put on their caller IDs. But, I don't know, am I allowed to, for example, put the phone number of an oil change place when I call an oil change customer? Am I going to get arrested for this? Not that that's what I'm doing right now, but if I were...
This is Cliff.
Hi, Cliff. This is Gary from the oil change place.
Yeah, how we doing?
Oh, pretty good. I understand you received a call or something from someone here claiming to be with us.
Are you with... who are you with right now?
Jiffy Lube.
Yeah, okay. So I guess my wife called you or something?
I'm not sure what happened. We got a bunch of weird calls, and they were saying they were receiving prank calls from us.
So. Yeah, at 12 p.m. at midnight.
Oh,
The day I got my car serviced.
Oh, okay.
That night.
I see. And what did they say?
I don't know. I was half asleep, but they just called and said, hey, you had your car service today, and somebody did something inappropriate with your tailpipe. And I'm like, what? I'm half asleep. And then another guy came on who was supposedly a technician and said that he started to say something, and then he said, told me to speak up and this and that, and I hung up on him.
Okay.
But, the bottom line is they knew that I had my car serviced that day.
Huh, that's odd. No, actually, the tailpipe thing really did happen. That part wasn't a prank call. But I think maybe they called it another time and did an actual prank call.
What do you mean?
Well, I think one of our technicians did call in about the tailpipe issue. Because we had to let Trevor, we had to let him go because he was abusing... He was sexually abusing the cars.
Who?
And he tried to Maybe he's the one that called with the prank call. I'm not sure. But I don't know. He tried to make it out like it was okay to do that, and the tailpipe was sexy and asking for it.
But, and where are you calling from right now?
I'm from the place where you got your oil changed.
Okay, what about it?
Well, no, that was a legitimate call about the tailpipe abuse.
Well, not at midnight, it's not.
Well, I don't think it damaged your car at all. There might be a little man juice left over, but that'll just burn away. It's not going to hurt anything.
Why would I get a call at midnight?
I don't know. Maybe Trevor called. Maybe he was just trying to be funny. We had to fire him, though, about the whole tailpipe issue. And he basically said it's your fault because your tailpipe is so goddamn sexy. His words. I'm just quoting. That's not me saying the inappropriate language.
All right. So where do we go from here?
Why can't I hear you? Did you put me on speaker?
No.
Oh, that's weird. Anyway, yeah, I guess that's all I needed then. I thought there was a prank call, but no, I think that was a legitimate call. Your tailpipe really was sexually abused, and it won't happen again.
Huh.
And we're all sorry.
I just can't see that it's a real call at midnight.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they'd call at midnight. I wasn't even awake at midnight, so it definitely wasn't me. All right. Well, that's all we needed then. I guess I'll let you go.
Well.
Have a nice day. Thank you for shopping with us. I didn't know where to go with that. So these are probably all used. They've probably all been called. Who did that call about the tailpipe? Did I give these maybe to Matt, Laugh Track Matt's show, last week? I know I gave them to somebody besides Jihad. Because Jihad only got through half of them, maybe. Two numbers left. And I'm through with this. Nothing new from Desiree. She's still being harassed, stalked, and threatened. Yeah, I think the show's over. Yep. I can't find anything else. I have a bunch of submitted pranks. I really need to get to them. I've got, emails, and someone sent me more in the U.S. mail. And they're actually good ones. It's, a good premise and everything. He sent me this giant list of people I can call. It's going to be similar, I think, to the Jason David Frank calls. Possibly. Maybe I'll share some of the list with Turbo and other people that are into that kind of thing. But yeah, I have submissions. I need to get to them. I'm sorry for not getting to them. I suck. But I think the show's over. What else is in my notes? Oh yeah, the PLA store on phonelosers.org/store. I'm accepting bitcoins now. So Evil Gold, he's been a host on here before. He convinced me to just completely redo the store so I can accept bitcoins and other forms of payment besides PayPal for all those people that hate PayPal for whatever reason. And he forced me into it by sending me $10 in bitcoins for stickers. So thanks, Evil Gold. He's like a big bitcoin advocate at facebook.com/evilgold. So buy lots of shit with bitcoins. The end's offering me Craigslist numbers. I think I'm ready to quit. I've been doing 2 hours, and I'm just ready to quit. I gotta go do things. I gotta go find out who stole my phone from the front doorstep. Either that or yell at Amazon for teasing me with a text. Yeah, that's all. I'll have links to those news stories and everything else from the show in the show notes when I post this. Oh, and also, I think I'm going to try and call back those people from the Coke commercial, or maybe call up other Coke commercial people and just kind of drop them into the beginning of the show so it doesn't suck as much. So if you were listening, and if I complain that nobody answered, but there actually were calls, that's why, because I'm going to try and make calls later, off the air, to Coke people. So stay tuned to Madhouse, and Turbo's going to do a show, I think, on the stream. So stay here. Don't close down your Mixler, because Turbo's getting on it. Thanks for listening. Sorry everything sucked. Goodbye, everyone.
Rocky Road, it's like John from the Goonies says.